Problems, How You Do It. Great to have the Stinger people with us on the Friday form. A bit of feedback too coming off the SMS. Hope Valley, where our man kicked 32 goals, remember? Home of Paul Puoplo. And Smithfield, the team they played against, didn't score. Home of Travis Varco.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. Bit of an AFL link to that D5 team. Let's get the Friday form. Dean Lester is the world's greatest form analyst. And he is a big part of our team. In fact, let's be honest, he's the key to the whole thing on a Friday morning. Dino, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Daniel.
Great to have you with us. How much love do you have for Dennis Walter?
Oh, no, I just wanted to, you know, if you were going to, you know, coerce me to Icon Park on Christmas Eve, I would want Dennis there.
That's fair. No, that's fair, Dino. That is fair.
Yeah, I think, you know, sure, there'd be a good game of footy on, but you'd want Dennis at least. Mm.
Could we do both?
Well, you know what you could do? A real sort of Super League, European Super League type setup. You could have your own sort of Rebel Carols night after the football.
There you
on
go.
On the field.
So all the one, all, yeah, that's right. All the ones that didn't get sort of selected or didn't have sort of prime position, they're asked to sing early or maybe sing late.
Well, there's been a few that have, been dropped in recent years.
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
Because there'd be a lot of Channel 7 identities that would be looking for something to do. They've done carols by the at the Domain the night a week before or whatever it was.
Yeah, it's too early.
It is way too early, the Domain carols. You're spot on. I'm not ready for it by then. All right, I'll have to have a chat to Dennis about what he's doing Christmas Eve because I've got a feeling we might need an Icon Park now just to make the night complete. And there's nothing ever complete around here on a Friday morning without Nick Quinn from the Tab. Good morning, Nicholas.
Good morning, Daniel. Good morning, all.
Fresh hair chop for you. Pill chop. Quinny.
Thank you for noticing. Do I look smart and sophisticated?
Yeah, you do.
Well, that's good because I'm lucky enough to be working at Flemington tomorrow. Ooh. So I had to look the part working at Flemington alongside Michael Falgate.
Oh, wow.
Or as he's now known, and I've been practicing this, Michael Falgate from Brighton.
What do you mean? Why is he now known like that?
The Empire has just spread its wings, and I'm sure the Herald Sun will be running lots of exclusives. Wow. So I hope I got the pronunciation right, and I hope Michael from Brighton still speaks to me tomorrow.
I haven't seen him in Real Estate Confidential in the paper.
Oh, yet. Stay tuned. I can just see him around Brighton as well. Doesn't it just look the perfect location for the glamour couple?
My word, it does.
Yeah, the King and Queen of Moomba.
That's a great result for the Falgates. Very much where they should be.
Yeah.
Because it's not a suburb, it's a lifestyle. You know that. Brighton, you know that. Good luck to them. Hope it goes beautifully for them. Now, Quinny, you've brought in some goods.
I have. I swung by Blair from Wallace Bakery this morning, and he's got a package for our friend Adam White.
Oh.
And sometimes I finish a betting cross by saying, gamble responsibly. It's imperative that you eat responsibly. Because we know there was a bit of a vanilla slice incident last time where you ate eight and then took the next 3 days off work. So Blair's just got this for you.
What's Blair done? You've got to open the bottom one first. The bottom one first.
Well, it's heavy, so that's encouraging.
The big one. What's in the big one, Whitey? We're going to film this and put this on the socials.
Jeez.
Open it up.
You've
got to open it all the way and read under what's under the lid. What's under the lid say?
It's an awareness program.
Is this like Zach Jones awareness or what's it say, the awareness program?
It says the Waller's Vanilla Slice Awareness Program. I can't eat any more than four.
Well, you had five the other week and you forgot you had four.
There'd be 25 in here. Look at the excitement on his face.
It's a big
heavy.
The love in his eyes. Right. Yes. You don't even look at Emma like that.
So once you get through... Once you get through that
there's a box of salad on the fifth day.
There's a regime box.
There's a regime box. There's actually salad in there. Where'd that come from?
What's his regime for you? He's looking after you.
Trying to help you.
But cheat, isn't there cheat day meant to be...
Yeah, you're the opposite.
You're the opposite. You're the healthy day.
One good day and four bad days.
Well done. Well
honestly,
done.
It's hard to describe how happy he is right there.
Yeah. It's a great call by you, Ram. He's never looked at Emma like that. That's fantastic love and affection for the vanilla slice box from Blair at Waller's Bakery. Well done, Blair. Humorous stuff from you. And our man will never smile less than that. Oh, got a bit of action there. Let's get to the Friday form, though. While we're eating vanilla slices, we might as well. Let's get to the quaddie tomorrow at Flemington. It's what we do, the quaddie legs. And we'll give you a formula bet too. Dino's world-famous formula bet where he invests on your behalf, which is the greatest system on the planet, I reckon. If you haven't registered for that, rsn.net.au is the place to do so. And the Ramaruffi's not too far away as well. But the first leg of the quaddie tomorrow is, the feature event on the card, I imagine, Dino, the Andrew Ramsden. 2,800 metres of golden ticket into the Melbourne Cup. If you're good enough, $400,000 up for grabs. And we've got equal favourites. Number 5, Miami Bound for DT O'Brien. And number six, Realm of Flowers. For the Friedman boys, where do you go in the Andrew Ramsden?
I'm going with those two principally, Daniel. I think the mayors will fight it out. We saw a mayor win it last year in Ocean X and get her way into the Melbourne Cup. And Miami Bound ran in last year's Melbourne Cup, and I think she's probably going better now than then. She won the Moonee Valley Cup on the way through. Her past two runs in Sydney have been outstanding, and the likelihood of a bit of rain only enhances her prospects. Ben Allen's riding really well. I think she's the one to beat. Realm of Flowers, things didn't go right for her in Sydney. She should have won the Mannion Cup, and then she was in the worst ground in the Sydney Cup. She was back to the inside, and all the momentum was out wide. She ran very, very well. I think Flemington's going to suit Mark Zara aboard's a real plus, but giving chances to Persan, we know he's a good Flemington horse. I don't know what went wrong last start, but the fact that the Mar used to stable up, progressing on with him, I think you've got to respect him. Fifth in a Melbourne Cup last year. Two Grand Promenades, the one that's not well weighted, but he's progressive and he'll make his own luck up on the speed, and I think he'll run well. And the third of the Mar Eustace treble is Through Irish Eyes, who I'm a real fan of. I think probably be talking about him more in this race next year on his way to a Melbourne Cup as a five-year-old. But if he happened to win tomorrow, obviously they'd take up the option. But I just think he's probably one preparation away, but reluctant to leave him out, so we'll put him in next best. But I think it's a good race for the mares.
We'll get the market very short. Can I ask a question? It might be stupid, so tell me if it is. Why would Miami Bound be running in this race, considering she probably already qualified for the Melbourne Cup, wouldn't she?
She would be, but there's 400,000 on the table.
Yeah,
Daniel.
Righto. Just checking.
Yeah, I think it's a good good prize. I mean, she doesn't. As you're right, she probably doesn't need the golden ticket, but you know, it's nothing wrong with a mare in form, running at the track she loves.
Yep, fair enough. What's the market say, Quinny?
She has been the best backed runner as well. 650 into 420, the second elect now at that quote. Realm of Flowers has trimmed up from 420 into 4. Persan was the initial favourite, 4 out to 480. Grand Promenade, 550 out to 6. And then Through Irish Eyes, a $6 chance on Persan. Dino, this horse has been an absolute darling for punters since breaking the maiden for the Mar Eustace stable. This campaign was really impressive, winning first up and then a well-documented failure last start, has been soft in the market again here. Do you think he'll continue to drift, or do you think people that have been with him over that magnificent streak will start to gravitate back towards him and there'll be a swing back towards the initial favourite?
Yeah, it's a leap of faith to forgive his last run, because it was his most recent run, and as good as he's been, that was a plain performance. And have to turn him around in sort of 2.5 weeks. It'll be a good training effort. So I think he'll sort of run about $5.50.
And it's well documented. You win this race, you're in the Melbourne Cup. What do you make of the field overall? Did you think it might have been a little bit bigger and stronger?
Don't think it needs to be bigger, and I think probably they've got the right blender. I wouldn't have mind seeing it for 3, 4, 5, and 6-year-olds, because we have so many European stayers now, or Northern Hemisphere bred horses. A horse like Barade, who's not there after winning so well on Anzac Day, he's actually, in years and months, he's 5 years old and 1 month, but he's counted as a 6-year-old to Southern Hemisphere time, so he couldn't run in the race, which is a bit of a shame, because I think he's a really progressive stayer. So that would be the only thing I would maybe think of tinkering with, because we do have the horses coming through a bit later.
All right, that's the first race on tomorrow's quaddie at Flemington, the Andrew Ramsden, the golden ticket to the Melbourne Cup. Rama, your job around here is just to give us the numbers. It's pretty straightforward. Easy. Write them down as Dino says them and give them to us at the conclusion. What are they for the first leg tomorrow, please?
5, 6, 3, 2, and 9.
5, 6, 3, 2, and 9 for the first leg of the quaddie. Race number 7 is the Royal Ascot Silver Bowl, 1,400-metre affair. Dino, there are 11 going around, and the favourite is number 2, Altai Ranger. For Johnny Sadler, tomorrow's menu is still swimming. You know that. How's Altai Ranger going to go?
Well, I don't know if we're going to get any money to go to the seafood extravaganza out of Altai Ranger tomorrow, Ramirez. But I like him better on dry ground, so I think the potential of rain is against him, and 1,400 is his upper limit, so I'm sort of taking him on. I like a couple of odds here. I think 7, Celestial Soul. Chris Waller's had this horse for a while now, and he's just been sort of tinkering around with him, tried to make him stay last preparation, ride him right back. Last start, they put the blinkers on and rode him forward, and I thought he ran a really good race. And I think if they stick with that, and he's won on soft ground, he's won on very wet ground, actually. So I think he can run very well. And Graham Pope, who only won a 58 grade last start, but he drops 9.5 kilos. And Brett Prebble wanting to ride 54 kilos in the off-season, that interests me greatly. Mm. So they're the two at odds that I'm interested in. Rathlin, I thought he was going to win last start, and he might have had a little bit of a think about it late and got nabbed right on the line. But he's running consistently for this grade. And Ranting is, if you put him in, which I'm going to, you're putting in the best horse in the race. Will he run 1,400 with 62 kilos? I don't know, but he handles soft ground. He's down way down in class on his good first run in Adelaide last start off a fresh, and I'll put him in next best. But I think 7 and 10 are good value chances there.
All right, good value chances. How much value, Quinny?
Plenty of value. The 7, Celestial Soldino's on top selection, and a $14 chance in from 15. And Grand Pope, excellent value as well, currently at $9. Dino, if we wanted to spend $20 on this race, how would we go about it?
Oh, we could. I would be sort of just having $10 on both of them, and you know, good chance of getting it collected at a price. I'll just split you 20 that way.
Or take the bundle bet at $5.54. Although Celestial Soul, you'd have one running for more than if you did your strategy, which is you're on topper.
Yes.
Yes, you would. Altai Ranger favourite at this stage has been a little soft. Do you think the horse will start favourite, or do you think that market will continue to trend in the direction away from the favourite?
I think depending on how the weather goes, if we get on a 6, I don't know if he'll even start. I mean, you know, I think he'll be a real risk, and I'd be surprised if he runs favourite.
Righto. So a bit of a buy beware there for Altai Ranger in race number 7, the second leg of the quaddie. Not in Dino's numbers. What are those numbers, please, Rama?
7, 10, 4 and 1.
7, 10, 4 and 1. Back to top 2, straight out, and you can finish in front, says Dino. I like that system. Race number 8 is the third leg of the 1,400 metres. The Congratulations Australian Racing Hall of Fame inductees race, it's named. And there are 14 going around, Dino. Number 12 is the favourite at tab.com.au, Viral. D.T. O'Brien, Willie Price in the saddle, 440 or thereabouts.
And a really good chance too, Daniel. First up from a spell, looks really well weighted, has trialled well, has got a great winning chance, but so has number 4, Riddle Me That, who's just got the race fitness, so I've gone his way. He's had the 3 runs back. I think he's going really well, and his runs have been at Moonee Valley, Caulfield. I think he's a better horse at Flemington, as we saw when he won the Paris Lane back in the spring. Soft ground, okay. I think by this stage of the day, drawn out, it's a beautiful spot. And with the claim, he's on the limit weight. I think he's really hard to beat, number 4, Riddle Me That. The danger's Viral. Little concern drawn in by this stage of the day, whether they'll be edging out, you know, with the wear and tear on the track, but he's certainly got the right sort of credentials to win a race like this first up. And as I said, he's trialled really well. 7 new long January. I thought probably ridden a little bit too conservatively last start. In front, he's a horse that likes to roll along at a good speed. I think if he does that, he can be competitive. He's got a good record here. And 11 Bumper Blast. 1,400 at Flemington's absolutely his sweet spot. And I thought his run in the Wongoom at Warrnambool was terrific. And just getting out to the longer trip and drawn out by this stage of the day, no disadvantage. But, yeah, I'm pretty keen on Riddle Me That.
For Matt Laurie, the trainer of the Flying Filly, who's probably in great distress now that she's gone, Dino, just be wary of those things. And when you're tipping these horses, just be wary. Quinny, what's the market say?
Viral currently a $4.40 favourite. Dino's on top of Riddle Me That on the second line of betting at $5.50 with Yulong January. We have Reykjavik $8.50, Bumper Blast $11. Dino, we know you can't put them all in, but a couple at the pointy end of the market that you've left out include the Wongoom winner Innkeeper, who's at $18, and a couple of ultra-consistent gallopers in Reykjavik and Galaxy Raider. What's the little concern with those three?
So Innkeeper's at the pointy end of the market at $18. Must be a wide market.
Yeah, it's a very wide market. A
couple of clips from Dino here.
Yeah, and fair enough too.
That's
sometimes got to be
poor pricing there, Nicholas.
You know I shop for value, Dino, so 18 is at the top of the market.
Okay. Well, he's
you're the last bloke that shops for value.
Yes. 1,400 metres is the query on him. He's going really well, but he's 1,400 metre records poor. Galaxy Raider, I would love to have seen him drawn out, say, with Bumper Blast and Riddle Me That, where they are drawn in. He's probably going to follow Viral through. He'll just need the luck to go his right way. And what was the other one? Reykjavik?
Yep.
He's had a busy start to his preparation. His 4th run in 28 days. He ran pretty well at the Bull, and 1,400 suits. He's there with a chance. He's around the mark in these sort of races, but as you said, can't put them all in.
All right, Whitey's got a vanilla slice in his mouth. He can't give us the numbers. Rama, can you give us the numbers, please, for the third leg of the quaddie?
4, 12, 7, and 11.
4, 12, 7, 11. So we're three down. We've got the winners from the first three legs of the quaddie. We're going to give you the numbers for the last leg, so make sure we get all the cash for us tomorrow at Flemington. The Rama Ruffy's not too far away, and Dino's world-famous formula bet's still to come as well. Don't go anywhere on the Breakfast Club's Friday form on RSN 927. No black holes around here. Just bucketfuls of cash on the Friday form with Dean Lester and Nick Quinn. But we're playing this song today because Natalie Appleton's having a birthday. Now, she is a Canadian singer with the group The All Saints. Sister Nicole's a part of that too. This is their biggest hit, 1998, Dino. Never ever for the All Saints crew.
Maybe not their best song though, Daniel.
What? No, which one is the best song? Is it Pure Shores? Yeah, I thought you might say that.
Just a good song though.
Well, this is their biggest hit. This is the biggest chart topper for the All Saints. So we thought we'd play this one today and give you a chance to just go back through your memory, because I know that they'd be on high rotation, the All Saints, there at home.
What year was the song?
1998. So I need to know from you, Dino, how old is Nicole, Natalie Appleton, not Nicole, Natalie?
She's 47.
She's 47, says Dino. Rama, how old? What are you laughing at? What?
Because I was going to say that.
Right.
Were you sugar high?
He's on a sugar high. That's very funny.
I'll go...
Rama.
98, 23. I'll go
so
49.
49 for Rama. Quinny.
I'll go 45.
45. You're always the unders from what the boys say. Whitey, for you?
46.
46. I can tell you that two of you... No, three of you are in the window. Quinny, you're the only one that's out of it. Oh, I'll put you in. I'll put you in through your window.
Thanks.
It's all right. I'll make a call. We have equal winners. Dino and Rama are equal winners because Natalie today is 48.
She's Dino's all around it.
All around it. Good guessing. Good work from you two.
Nearest to the pin was a good comp there.
So closest without going over, of course, was Dino.
Oh, yeah, okay,
so Dino is the official winner on Countback. Well done to Dino. Great work. We've got to get through the last leg of the quaddie for our punters, though. They need to know those numbers, not the birthday numbers just at the minute, the quaddie numbers. And race number 9, the York Trophy, is the last leg of the quaddie tomorrow at headquarters. 1,600-metre affair, benchmark 78, Dino. There is a full field of 16 going around in this one. An Ocean Miss for David and Coral Feek is favourite at tab.com.au at $4.80.
Yeah, she's a very good chance, Daniel. And what's an open race, an important scratching of number 16, Dazzling Damsel, allows number 17, ooh, Sam Fabrizio, into the field. And I'm going with this horse from the Hawks Yard. He was very well fancied first up at Bendigo and ran well. I think an inside draw there was probably against him. He was ridden a little bit close, and I thought he ran well. He dropped 6 kilos for that run. He'll be fitter. I'm hoping they just ride him a little bit quieter, and I think he's a very nice horse coming through the grades, an import for the team, and I think he'll run very well to beat 13 Pearl Bandit. We've currently got the Adelaide Carnival on, and Leo McDonald and Andrew Glewis want to bring Pearl Bandit to Melbourne, so this must be a really suitable race. I thought the last run around the very tight Morpheville Parks track was terrific. Drops in weight, Ben Allender rides a plus. Ocean Miss has got a great chance. She ran really well here last start. 14 Dirty Deeds gets blinkers first time. Just worried about barrier one by this stage of the day. And 7 Influential Girl. I thought she ran pretty well first up, and soft track suits her. She'll be steaming home late. But I think Sam Fabrizio's a pretty up-and-coming horse and hard to beat.
All right, gets into the field with a scratching of number 16, Dazzling Damsel, as Dino said. How's that going to affect things, Quinny?
Has been the second best-backed runner in the race, number 17, Sam Fabrizio, currently at $5. The market mover is the 10, an outright favourite, Ocean Mist. Then we've got Dirty Deeds at $5.50, and there's been a little bit of each-way support for Vegas Knight, who's a $14 chance. Dino, number 14, Dirty Deeds. There's always two schools of thoughts with these runners that are knocking on the door of a win but can't quite salute. One is they sort of lack that killer punch, or as Richard Friedman always says when he's on air, they're racing really well, and if that's the case, stick with them because a win can't be far away. Where does Dirty Deeds sort of fit into the picture with you?
Yeah, he's about that, I think. I think he's on his mark. He's racing well. I think they've tinkered here with the gear change. The other thing is I think he's a bit better on softer ground, so he's probably going to get on his preferred surface tomorrow, but as I said a minute ago, just worried about that inside draw for him. But if it's okay by this stage of the day, he's got a great chance.
And Mr. Yushu's one that's had a little bit of support at the longer odds. Won well in Adelaide last start. Also accepted for a race here on Sunday. What did you make of this horse for a potential first four sort of chance?
Yeah, well, he needs another three scratchings before we get, or a couple of scratchings before we can worry about him. But if he gets in, he's probably a little chance, but he's a better chance on Sunday.
Better chance on Sunday. There you go. A bit of feedback for you, Quinny. Just save your cash and get your bank tomorrow and put it in on Sunday for that one. Grandma, what are the numbers, please, for the last leg of the quaddie?
17, 13, 10, 14, and 7.
Now, you're not going to believe this. This SMS just come through. You wouldn't believe it, don't I? Half, I heard the music of an ice cream van outside, so I ran out to try and find it. Missed the quaddie numbers. Can you get Rama to read them out again, please? That's coming through off this mess. And there's another one saying, Half, sorry, can't believe it. I was inside getting another vanilla slice from Blair's Bakery at Wallace Bakery there. Can you please read the numbers again? And I think on the fact that Blair looked after us today, we probably should do that for that customer.
Absolutely.
And possibly Blair as well. What are the numbers, please, for the quaddie tomorrow at Flemington?
Okay, race 6, 5, 6, 3, 2, and 9. Race 7, 7, 10, 4, and 1. Race 8, 4, 12, 7, and 11. Finally, race 9, 17, 13, 10, 14, and 7.
All right, they are your numbers for the quaddie tomorrow at Flemington Early Doors on a Friday morning. Make sure you listen on Saturday mornings as well, just for the clarifications on all of that, maybe some scratchings. We'll see. Dino, the famous Formula Bet is the best system in the world. I reckon you get to invest on behalf of one of our lucky listeners who registers at rsn.net.au. Who is that lucky listener this week, and where are you going, please?
Yeah, I think we got a little result last week out of the two shorties. Daniel, I think it was about... couple hundred dollars, $280 or something like that. So hopefully for Terry Matthews of Kahuna, we can do likewise. And we're going with $40 the win, race 4, number 8, Don't Doubt Dory. $40 the win, race 8, number 4, Riddle Me That. And $40 on the all-up of the pair, race 4, number 8, into race 8, number 4, for Terry Matthews of Kahuna.
Good luck to you, Terry. 48 into 84. Quinny comes to what?
1540 pre-multiplier. Don't Doubt Dory, a 280 chance, and Riddle Me That at 550.
Good luck to you. And 1540, that's a nice little formula bet for Dino. It's a great system. Register at the website rsn.net.au. You've been sniffing around for a bit of value in the Rama Ruffy.
Ready to sting the bookies? This is Rama's Ruffy for the all-new Kia Stinger. The perfect balance of power and refinement. Book a thrill ride and experience the new Kia Stinger.
We've had interstate Ruffies the last couple of weeks, Dino. Where are we going this week?
Yeah, I think we'll continue that trend, Daniel. We're going to head to the final day of the Adelaide Carnival at Morfordville. We're going to go race 6, and I'm very happy this one's crept into the field. Number 16, Kentucky Tornado, ran very well first up in Adelaide, actually beaten by the filly that went on to win the Australasian Oaks. And I just think a little target race for the O'Brien stable, a new addition to the O'Brien stable, Craig Williams aboard. I think it'll run a mighty race at good odds.
What do you got? 6.16 in Adelaide tomorrow, please, Quinny.
26 Oi! Into 23, and currently $6 the drum.
23 and 6, oh. If you don't mind, for the Rama Ruffy tomorrow in Adelaide. Race 6, number 16. Fantastic stuff. That's the stuff we're after. Won't be 23 for long.
No.
If history is any guide.
Bet early to avoid disappointment.
Absolutely. Dino, what's coming up with Hamish later on with Gareth on RSN Central?
It's a wonderful question that you asked, Daniel. It's a show that's fluid. It's on the run. We're dynamic. What are we?
Agile and flexible?
That's the one, agile and flexible. You'd think I'd know this topic by now.
No, it's great radio. So we call it teasing. Now, you don't want to give away too much too early.
Drought-breaking victories.
Drought-breaking victories. On the back of a famous drought-breaking victory of recent times, perhaps?
Well, of course, Gareth is invested in Ardmona.
Yes, that's a drought-breaking victory.
And then Holbein won at Caulfield, and that's how we inspired the topic last Saturday afternoon, late when we're both fatigued. So it's actually, having studied the topic for a week, we've got a lot and we've had to narrow it down. It's very interesting.
All right, make sure you're listening a little bit later on the morning with Hamish McLaughlin and Dean Lester as part of Gareth Hall's RSN Central through the morning. Good on you, mate. Nice to chat as always. Have a great weekend. We'll listen later on in the morning.
Terrific. Thanks, guys.
Dan Lester, the world's greatest form analyst with us on the Friday form. Quinny, what have you got for us before you go?
Putting me on the spot there. I like this. I think the favourite is a bit, I'm going to say moral, I'll water it down. Eduardo will win the Doomben 10,000. Currently around the $2.30 mark, will go straight to the front and not be beaten.
That's fantastic work. Eduardo in the Doomben 10,000 tomorrow. Thank you for that. We'll touch base with you a little bit later on.
Looking forward to it, and eat responsibly.
You should always do that. We'll get to a break. Thank you, Quiddy, and thank you, Dino, of the Friday Form on The Breakfast Club. Is always great listening on a Friday morning. Also great listening is the Friday Footy Preview. And Brent Harvey pipes is the AFL Games record holder. He's going to join us after this.